fellow, a living fellow. Are you listening?
I said to wake us up.
Bringing a dead fellow
alive.
Are you listening?
Yes.
What did you remember? Mm-hmm. I was just quoting from Rumi. He said, I was dead, I became alive. That's what Shams did to him. That's the bung of this water. He remembers that. Last page he was talking about Shams and he said, oh, you always think about that. And he didn't say, that's the water. The water, this water will change your cadaver to a living creature. And this is how the dead are turned around. The word is a little bit tricky. I hope in the future you will find someone to explain it all to you. It's tahawul. At the beginning of the new year, the Iranian will pray one prayer, which is Ya Muhabbil al Hawl bal Ahwal, because Hawl is feeling and sentiment at the same time is the axle, a center. So everything goes around that, being the principle. And turning around is tahawul. Here he will say, that Israfil will change the deaths. Means your dead soul, dead heart will become alive. Or, if you don't understand the Israfil, let me give you another one. The other one is like the thunder. The thunder in the spring, which is a very loud noise, which will have everybody's attention. That's what is painting the garden, that beauty. It will bring out all the beauties. Or, to the poor fellow, it's like the day, the special day of Zakat, that everybody is giving his duties to God. Or let me tell you, this is that secret stuff which came to the ear of Muhammad being in Mecca from Yemen without any mouth. Because Muhammad would say, now I'm hearing that sound. He said, that's what I'm talking about. To be ready to hear something. Or the smell. The smell, we heard the smell in two different cases. The most famous one is the smell of Joseph. But at the same time, there is an Islamic story that the smell of Muhammad will reach in Yemen someone who is praying to be saved. Or, yes, it's like the smell of the beautiful Joseph. This is the first use of this. So the first thing you do when you take off this bricks of this ego and you leave it in the water, water will tell you the secret of you. And you will be transformed in a magical way. Yes?
Plus what, 199? Or tis like the scent of Ahmed, the apostle, which in intercession comes to the sinner. Like the scent of the beauteous, graceful Joseph strikes upon the soul of lean Jacob. The other advantage is that...
No, the other one. That was the first one.
Yeah.
The second advantage, yes?
The other advantage is that every brick I tear off of this, I come nearer to running water. Since by diminution of the bricks, the high wall becomes lower every time that one is removed. The lowness of the wall becomes a means of access. Separation from it is the remedy bringing about a union. The tearing away of the adhesive bricks is prostration, the cause of nearness, for and prostrate thyself and draw near.
What did you remember by this? Nothing. Go back, book one. First story, second paragraph. When the king realized that this doctor, they cannot do anything, he went to mosque to put your head on the sujdeh. Over there, he said, this is the key. Means what? Means what? Becoming humble. First of all, you should be humble. Here he will explain very, very loud and clear what he means. First, this verse you read is complicated because half of it is Arabic and blah, 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 everybody will understand it. But next verse, he will make it loud and clear. You should hear it and remember it for good. Read it carefully. So long.
So long as this wall is high-necked, there is an obstacle to this bound of the head.
This is it.
Tis impossible.
You see, here right to a moment that, okay, let's make it clear. By all of this, I mean humbleness. As long as you are proud like this, this fake pride of ego, you cannot be humble. You have to give up that part. So, first use is transformation. Second use is approaching the state of humbleness, because the water doesn't go up. Water goes down. If you want to drink the water, it should come down. As long as you have this, you cannot become humble. Yes?
It is impossible to perform the prostration on the water of life until I gain deliverance from this earthly body.
Remember that the wood changed suddenly, that little creek came, the creek, the water of life, Hayat. That's elixir that Alexander was looking for it, remember? They had a special water, so he said, this is what it is, the water. Yes?
The more thirsty anyone on top of the wall is, the more quickly does he tear off the bricks and turfs.
Your fastness, your speed, depends on your thirst. Thirstier you are, faster you dig. Yep.
The more anyone is in love with the noise of the call of the water, the bigger claws does he tear away from the barrier.
Suddenly the thirst was transformed to the law of the sound of the water. If you love it. So there are two things. First, you should be thirsty. Then you should love the sound of the water. Yes?
He at the noise, he at the call to attend of the water, is filled with wine up to the neck. The stranger hears nothing but the sound of the splash.
Yeah, here, that word wine, scratch it out. There is no word wine. Yes, there is a word over there which could look like wine to a non-Iranian, Nicholson, or the mullahs who are sitting down there and they look at it, they see wine. There is no wine over there. The word is me. Me is abbreviation of Hami. And Hami is a tricky old Persian word when you want to talk about the permanency and ongoing stuff. You will say me or Hami. Here, it's very beautiful yes, untranslatable. He was filled with the sound of the water up to the neck, but to a bystander, there was nothing over there. This is what he wants to explain. So we will say he was filled with the sound of the water up to here. Mi ta onok means up to here. There is no wine over. And the stranger will hear what? Blah. When you drop something in the water will make this noise. Blah. You will say, the stranger will hear only the blah, but this guy is filled up to the neck with the sound of this water. Means normal people, when they listen to these arguments, they hear sounds. They think that we are making noises, we are arguing and things like that. You have to love the water of knowledge. Therefore, you will be filled with it, and you could talk to it, and you could love it, and you could get rid of those bricks, come down and drink it. Yes?
I think a translation of that might be the essence of the water.
No. He's always using that word bong, which is the complicated stuff, because bong is not noise, is not sound. First of all, it carries an intention, calling upon, or ordering to, or inviting, doing something, means there is a decision behind it. It's not noise, it's not sound. Actually, the water is calling you. So that bong is mainly call. Yes? It's not exactly nida. No. We use nida. That's the tricky with Persian language. We have the nida, and Rumi uses it a lot. But here he chooses bong. It's a serious, loud invitation or prohibition or calling for something.
The best example is azan, calling to prayer, right?
We talked about it. Yeah. That's bond. But
it's got the intention and the invitation.
But in the same book here from Rumi, you will say when there are these thieves going around, you will hear the sound of the policeman who is calling, stop it. So that's another kind of it.
Okay.
That intention is in it. The problem is that you have to have two different attractions to this water. First is the sound of it, because it's beautiful. And the second is the approach. Yes?
Blessed is he that deems his early days an opportunity to be seized and pays his debt. In the days when he has power, he has wealth and strength of heart and vigor. And when that season of youth, like the garden green and fresh, is bringing produce and fruit without any stint.
Mm-hmm. So what? Finish. That was it. We told you a story. Now, there is another point to it. That listen and listen carefully. Every single moment, we talked about ever-changing you, right? So, you're transforming. Remember, every single day, the time is lost. Because every single day that you don't attend to this, practically you're adding some brick to the wall. So, good for someone, lucky someone, who starts to bring down this wall early. Because remember, by aging, you don't get stronger. You get weaker. The habits in you get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
The animal in you will get established.